hello and welcome to episode 352, Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Caesar, Brad, and Jeff on the podcast this evening.
Well, how's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, Brad, let's start with you. What were your thoughts on the week that was in the NFL, week four?
Positive. Huge positive takeaway was Houston beating Pittsburgh, which I loved. And seeing Baltimore kind of get back to form was fantastic. And the Bills proving that Kansas City is not the best team in the AFC, in my opinion. And also that the Jets actually aren't the worst team in the AFC. That I was very happy that they put up a nice fight on Sunday night. And last night speaks, and honestly, last night speaks for itself. So, as Jeff can attest, I was not in a great mood when I went off.
Those stupid penalties just killed you, man. I mean,
I'm sure it was only the penalties. Yeah, that's
no. I mean, there's a lot to it, but those were not helping. Just dumb stuff.
Or the 10 sacks. Or
there,
to which I
there was another one after we left.
11 sacks.
Oh, I know. And again, I think it's a good Seattle team. I don't think it's a great team. I think our defense actually played well. We punched that in. It's 14-10. Who knows? But no, you can't. And and actually, what also stood out to me, I think the Rams are a little bit better than. I mean, they're an average team. And kudos to the Colts for fighting all the way back and just, you know, that was a tough loss they had too. But and in the AFC South, it's a crapshoot. Good luck trying to figure that out.
Oh yeah, and for me, I'll go next. I mean, the Bears Broncos game. Broncos were down 20-7 in the third quarter, and they just came back, tied the game up, and then got the game-winning field goal at the end there, win by 3 points. It was glorious for me because I picked the Denver Broncos only to win that game. But two bad teams, though. Terrible teams, obviously.
Horrible teams.
Oh, yeah. Really, I watched the whole thing on Red Zone, you know, but how it went down. But Jeff Eagles and the football team, I mean, Ron Rivera, I mean, Riverboat Ron, I mean, he's not really doing that anymore. He's like more like a lifesaver Ron. He's not like a runner or a paddleboat Ron.
I didn't get to see any. I came home and saw that they were that. I had a football game that morning, came home, oh my God, saw that it was going to overtime and kind of said, fuck it, I can't watch it on my phone. I've been following on my phone because it wasn't on TV. I was hoping that they would have cut to it, but they did not, and that kind of pissed me off. So we went hit bucket of balls. But, yeah, no, that was – glad we pulled out a win. I've been kind of sort of trying to watch highlights, but haven't had time.
Right.
Yeah, it was a game.
I was just going to say that, I mean, there were the football team tied it up, almost tied it up, but Riverboat Ron went for one to go to OT, but – he said his team was too gassed to do one more play. I was like, really? One more team was so gassed? So was the defense. So was their defense. I mean, I was just like, what are you guys doing out there? But, you know.
I didn't hear that. I was surprised that he didn't go for two. I was really thinking he was going to. And then when I heard that it was going to overtime, I was like, what?
Everyone was like, what are you doing? You have a chance to win on the road? That's just a bad thing to do. But beyond that, though, I love watching, as Brad said, Houston beating the Steelers. That was pretty fun to watch. Seahawks, Devin Witherspoon is just a talent. It's just remarkable to watch. It's amazing. I also enjoyed the Chiefs almost lose to the Jets, but didn't happen, but, you know, whatever. And the Bengals need some help. They really do. And we'll see how that one goes. And Caesar, congrats on your team to win. First time this year.
Yes, sir.
On barely, but got the job done. All right, Jeff, what are your thoughts on week four?
Kind of the same as you guys. The only game I watched really at all this week, I mean, I saw off and on the Jets game. That was really cool. God, I wanted them to pull it out. I loved, I loved seeing Zach Wilson check out Kelsey's mom. That was great. but they, you know, Philly game, other than that, I watched the Seattle game. It was great seeing, you know, great seeing Steelers lose. Was not expecting that at all. Was really hoping for the Bears to pull that out.
Yeah.
Happy the Vikings got a win, you know, as ugly as it may have been. Hey, a win's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, sound like it was kind of a average yet good week of football.
Absolutely. A lot of blown games actually on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to watch. All right. Is there your thoughts on week four here for you?
Well, I enjoyed the Thursday night game, Lions beating the Packers at Lambeau.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lamblow. the Packers don't really look good, especially at night.
Yeah.
Jordan Love didn't really look that good. Lions defense looks really good with Aiden Hutchinson making threats to sack the quarterback every single time. Yeah, Sunday was pretty good too. Vikings finally got the win in a pretty weird way. Beginning of the game, pick six, Kirk Cousins 99 yards. But he redeemed himself, throwing two touchdowns to Jefferson, and then the defense took care of the game in the second half after not doing much the first half. Just getting the Bryce Young. Harrison Smith had a pretty good, big game, and Davenport made his presence known. Let's see. Yeah, the Seahawks getting the win against the Giants last night. Pretty dominating game. And yeah, the Bengals need help. They lost to the Titans.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on over there. And Jamar Chase having a hissy fit saying he's always, you know, effing open. So.
Like you always do. Yeah.
Always open. Yeah. And, Eagles getting a overtime win against the Commanders. Rams getting a win in overtime against the Colts. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
All right. Well, one more thing I forgot to say, but the Buffalo Bills just destroyed the Dolphins. That was pretty funny to watch as well.
They got exposed.
Yeah, Miami was getting a little hype, and then they played a good defense. So we'll see how it goes going forward, but, yeah. All right, we'll go to our NFL pick count here. I'll go with last first non-pod group. Both Joe and Deese are both tied at 41 apiece. Then for us, last first, we have Jeff and Caesar, 37, Brad, 39, and myself at 43 this week. So we'll see where it goes week five. All right, Brad, we have four bye teams first. Browns, Bucks, Chargers, and Hawks are off this week. So there you go. And Brad, we have the Bears at the Commanders. What do you think about this one on Thursday?
I will go easily with the Commanders. They're the better team. I think Sam Howell, they might have their quarterback.
I agree.
Now, 2 years in a row in Philadelphia, they've outplayed the Eagles and just come up a little short.
Yeah.
The Bears, I think, are the worst team in the NFC, and it's close. But until they secure a win and learn how to execute a fourth down and shorts, the only team that can do fourth and shorts are the Eagles. Like, it's really everybody else. You're on, and maybe the Dolphins. Everybody else is on thin ice, and the Bears just make it look horrendous. I mean,
yeah.
They are such a bad organization right now. Anyway, I will I'll take the Commanders because I like to root for Ron Rivera. It's the only team I like in the division. So,
there you go.
It's hard to find out right now.
There you go. Right, Jeff? What do you think about that?
I'm following Brad on this one. I'm taking the Commanders on this. I think it's going to be a blowout game. I think Washington's going to come back after this close one with kind of some grit in their teeth. I don't think it's going to be pretty in any kind of capacity. I can see it being like a 20 plus point game here.
Yeah, I can see that as well. All right, Steven?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Commanders as well. Bears coaching staff is just really bad.
Yeah.
I don't blame the Justin Fields at all for that loss because he played his heart out. So, the Bears coaching staff is terrible. Horrible. Sam, I like what I saw in Sam Howell, especially against the Eagles. So, he's got a bright future if he gets the wins going for Commanders more often.
All right, there you go. Yeah. I'm taking them as well. I just don't think the Bears are going to do much against them on the road. And I think it'll be about a 17-point win for the Commanders, I think, this weekend. So we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Joe has the Commanders, and so does Ryan Deese. All right, Jeff, we have won the game again. Jacksonville at Jacksonville versus Buffalo.
Okay. Here's a question: did Jacksonville come home this week? Because weren't they there last week?
They stayed in London.
Yeah. They did stay.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if that would make a difference. I'm going to go with the Bills on this one because I think they're a better team, but I do think that London thing, you know, it's interesting. I wonder if that would make a difference by just staying over there, being used to the time and everything else, as opposed to, you know, what the Bills are going to be going to adjust in this week.
Well, Buffalo Bills get there, like, you know, pretty early this week, so I think it'll be a huge issue.
No, I realize that. But even then, having to deal with the fly, just the comfort of being there type of deal. I will go with Buffalo. They're a better team. They showed they're a way better team. In Jacksonville, hell, they beat, you know, they beat Miami very soundly. I'll go with Buffalo in a solid one.
All right. Caesar?
I want to go Buffalo as well. Jaguars are playing the Falcons again, so I think it's going to be a really tough loss for them. Probably going to be not too much of a blow, but like I'll say like 12, 13 points.
Oh, okay. 13 points. Yeah. All right. Brad, what do you think?
I said it Bills by about 10. That's crappy for Jackson often to play two games over there. That's just
their owner had it's all by the owner, you know.
I know. It's just ridiculous. I will go with the Bills. I think that they need to prove that they can have back to back games that are actually three in a row. That little skirmish on Monday night with the Jets wasn't that was kind of a fluke and. Jacksonville's a decent team, but everybody in the AFC South is they can probably beat anybody and they can lose
anybody
as well. So hopefully the Bills can just keep piling up the wins because they're gonna need to down the stretch.
Oh yeah, I had the Bills by 20 in this one for sure. Josh Allen is just on another tear right now, so we'll see how it goes in London. Joe has the Buffalo Bills and so does Ryan Deese. All right, Brad Caesar. Tennessee at Indianapolis.
Depending on which Tennessee team shows up.
Right.
Because 2 weeks ago they lost 27-3 against the Browns. And then last week they won 27-3 against the Bengals. So it's like, okay, which team's going to show up is going to be a Derrick Henry game, or is it not going to be a Derrick Henry game?
Yeah.
Because Ryan Tannehill cannot really do much as a quarterback. We've known that for a very long time. The Titans continue to give him chances. So it's going to be a very cautious pick here. I'm going to go Colts because they're playing at home.
Oh, all right. All right, Jeff, what do you have?
I'm very back and forth on this as well. I don't really want to go with the Colts.
Yeah.
But I'm going to. I don't have faith in Henry anymore. So up and down. I mean, just the Titans in general, so up and down. Like Brad said, they can beat anyone.
Yeah.
Or they can get their ass kicked by anyone right now, it seems like. Okay. So yeah, I mean, I'll take the Colts as well, cautiously. Might change later.
All right. All right, Brad, what do you got?
I'll go Titans because I can't seem to figure out who – I can't seem to pick anybody correct in this division lately. Yeah. So, yeah, the Bengals aren't a good team right now because Joe Burrow's just not healthy and it's evident.
Yeah.
But the I don't know. I think the Titans are slightly better than the Colts, so we shall see. But the Colts have a real issue with – they've kind of got – if when they get down, they get down. But they just don't know how to close yet. When they really, I mean, that was a game they absolutely easily should have had with the Rams had they managed the clock a little better and all that stuff. So, yeah, I will, I'll go with the Titans probably by a field goal because it's in division on the road. And Ryan Tannehill, I think, still feels like, you know, especially with looking at the landscape of this division, he can win it. I mean,
yeah,
him and, well, Derrick Henry can win it, but they can, there's no dominant team, but also Houston actually might be the one that's – they might be poised to win it, actually.
I agree.
They,
I agree.
They have put back-to-back games together well. So, and they've got the right coach, so that helps.
Yep, agreed. I'm Tennessee as well. I think last week when Derrick Henry had a good game last week, also to check out practice today, coming on Sunday. That's pretty nice as well. So I think Tennessee could win this game by close game as well, but I had them winning this game. And Joe has the Colts, and Deese has Tennessee Titans. All right, Brad, we have the Saints at New England in Foxborough.
Just because it can't get much worse, I will take New England.
Without Jones. Okay.
Yeah, I mean – yeah, I mean, Derek Carr is 2-2. So, well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're not, well, they're not exactly, the Saints aren't, they're an average team. They can do okay in certain spots, but, you know, I wasn't impressed on Sunday with them, and I'm glad I picked Tampa, actually. But,
y'all did. Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick's just, they know that they're on the ropes. They know they're going to be probably the worst team in that division. And this is the game at home. That in normal circumstances, you'd say they'd win easily. I just don't think. I think it says more that how good Dallas actually is. They're that they are a threat, and so I just have a hunch after a bad loss like that at home or on the road, they'll come back and win by 4 or 5 against New Orleans.
I'm taking the Saints in this one. I don't think Matt Jones is a real good quarterback.
He's not. He's not.
He's looked awful every single week, and it's rough to watch. But we'll see. We'll see. All right, Jeff, what do you have in this one?
I'm taking the Saints as well. I think the Patriots are hot garbage as of this right at this point in time. It's Mac Jones Mac Jones makes Zach Wilson look good. yeah, you know, Patriots are going to lose.
All right, there you go. All right, Caesar?
Yeah, the Saints as well. Mac Jones, really, really terrible. He got benched and met Billy Zappi wasn't there for a while. So,
yeah.
I don't know what Bill Belichick's thinking. But yeah, Alabama quarterbacks aren't that good in the NFL anyways. But yeah, give me the Derek Carr and Saints.
All right. D says the Saints and Joe has the Patriots as the biggest lines as of right now. All right, Caesar, we have the Ravens at the Steelers in the AFC North.
The Steelers are – they just lost to the Texans.
And by the way, Kenny might play, but he may not play, so we'll see how that one goes.
Well, I don't think – he hasn't been that good anyways. So I'm going to pick the Ravens in this one.
Yeah.
But it might be a different battle. So it's not going to be a pretty high scoring game. I'm possibly going to be like a 13-9 or something like that.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. All right, Jeff, what do you have in this one?
I'm going to take Ravens, and I'm going to say it's going to be like 5-3.
5-3, I guess. Field goal and safety, though. Field goal, okay.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett's going to step out of bounds in the back of the end zone if he plays.
Pull Dan Orlovsky on.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky.
All right. So, yeah. But yeah, no, I'm a – it is one of those games where the Steelers could – I mean, they could very easily win this game. It is at home. I mean, it's – interdivision game, you know. I mean, it's big. But yeah, I'm going with the Ravens on this one. They're better team.
I agree, unfortunately, as well. Brad, what do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm gonna go the same way. If Kenny Pickett plays, it might be a little closer. Yeah. The Ravens have done well in this stadium recently. They just this game always comes down to the last 2 minutes. I hope it doesn't again.
Yeah.
But I could see them winning anywhere from by 5-10. Just I think right now, this is Baltimore's also third division game on the road. So they've got all these out of the way.
Yeah,
can stack up 4-1. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Like, they're a real threat. I don't think they're. I'm rooting hard for them because I just want that AFC Championship game out. But so
yeah,
you got to root hard for them, but. Yeah, I think right now they're better than the Steelers, who are.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, not what I was saying. Do you have to root for them?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Well, when you like a certain coach, yeah. And he's earned his stripes. He's a lot better than people get.
Yeah, I like John Harbaugh. I like him for sure. But I'm thinking Ravens.
It's the current.
What's that?
It's a quarterback issue for you.
Yeah, it's a quarterback issue, and
I get it.
Yeah, that's all right. We can't all speak English very well, so it's all good. But I know the Ravens to win this game as well. Yeah, it's the thing I have, just the thing I have. But anyways, I have them as well, and so does Joe, and so does Ryan Deese. All right, Jeff, we have this great game on the we have Houston. At Atlanta. What do you got, Jeff, in this one?
Ooh. Houston at Atlanta?
Yeah.
This is kind of a tough one, to be honest with you. Houston didn't look awful. I'll go with Atlanta because it's at home.
Okay. All right. Caesar?
I'm going to go Houston. I think I'm going to see CJ Stroud win a game on the road, he'll be an ultimate world warrior. So
there you go. All right, Brad, what do you got?
Yeah, I got to ride the hot hand. I'll go Houston too. Although Atlanta's intriguing, but just because you're not really sure what you're going to get on a consistent basis there. But I'll take Houston barely.
I'm taking them as well, just because of one reason and reason only. Atlanta's quarterback, the guy they got, he is. Awful, just putrid, and it's because the thing is they have really good offensive guys on there. Like they have London, and they got Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and they just have a back quarterback. It's sad to see them playing like that, but that's how it is. And CJ Stroud's been playing his ass off all year long, so he's a real deal, Holyfield for sure.
And he was the rookie quarterback of the month. So
that's fantastic. Joe has Atlanta, and Deese has Houston as well. All right, Brad, we have the Panthers at the Lions this week. What do you think on this one, Brad?
I Detroit wins this by about 10. Carolina plays everybody hard.
Yeah.
They had the Vikings in the third quarter. I mean, everything. So... Yeah, they're not going to win a lot, but they are really, really playing, which is really cool to see. But I will take Detroit because they are living up to the hype right now, and I'm in favor of it.
There you go. Of course. All right, Caesar, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm picking Detroit in this game. Bryce Young didn't really play all that well against the Vikings. It was more of his running game that would, you know, do some things for him in the offense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he couldn't find receivers. And that sack fumble for a touchdown didn't really help him as well.
Yeah.
Plus, the Lions are very dangerous, like I said before, with their defense with Aiden Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get to Bryce Young a lot. So good luck with him.
All right.
Panthers offensive line.
There you go. All right. Jeff, what do you have in this one?
I'm taking Detroit in a solid win for them that they're going to play. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good win. You know, not going to be necessarily easy, but it'll be a good confidence booster for them that they're going to need.
Yeah, the Lions as well. I just think they're a better team overall in Detroit. I think in Detroit also, a tough place to play. So I think they might win this game by 10 to 14 points, I think, will be the spread on that one. All right, Jeff, we have the Giants at Miami, South Beach. What do you think about this one?
Giants at Miami? I'm going to take Miami on this one. Sorry, Bradley. I really would like to say the Giants, but I
There's no apology necessary. I mean, come on.
No, I'll be rooting for them, but it's and I'm praying that this isn't a 72-3 game or something like that. Like this, this could get out of hand really quick if the Giants aren't careful.
It could be.
They've been getting outscored all season, so.
I know, bad, really bad. So it's.
And I had saw that on ESPN last night. That said the Giants have only led a game for 19 seconds all year long.
I know, I was there.
Seconds. I was like, what the hell? Wow. Crazy. All right. Brad, what do you think about this one? Giants at the Dolphins. Your thoughts?
I could see us playing better down there. People can score on Miami, but it doesn't mean we can stop anybody.
Can score them.
We can't stop Drew Locke on a horrible throw that then went for 50 yards. It wasn't Drew. I forgot who scored that.
It's Drew Locke to Noah Fant.
It was Noah Fant, who's not exactly fast. Was just so. Yeah, have fun covering Tyreek Hill.
Right. Right.
But no, I will. I'll take the Dolphins. I'm hoping it's competitive. I will not be. Yeah. We'll see what I'm doing Sunday morning. I might conveniently have to be gone for that. But
I'll let you know.
I mean, you know, it's we'll see what we're made of. But no, I mean, it would take a miracle to win. It's like the 49er game, just in a different way. I mean, we'll take Miami.
I was just curious, Brad. How many beers did you do last night during the game, right after the game?
Oh, just two.
Oh, just two. Okay.
No, I'm not nuts.
You're in a bad way. I thought you were like in a bad, like you had.
No, I was just mad, and I had to walk by a bunch of Seahawks fans who love, you know.
Yeah.
I don't talk trash, and then as Jeff can. I test the one on the way to the bathroom because we're sitting by the bathroom. The one guy looked at me and I'm like, you don't have to treat me like I'm 10 years old. You can come here and shake my hand. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not
I'm not going to hurt you, although a throat punch wouldn't have hurt it. But I mean, he was nice. He actually was very nice.
Yeah. He was very pleasant. Everyone there was very, very pleasant.
It was a husband wife duo, I think, they were in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, when the Giants are on primetime, I just shouldn't go out because it's not.
I saw the set on ESPN. 1-12 being like, it's 1-12 in primetime games. That's
yeah. Awful. Well, we've never. Well, that stadium.
All right. There's next song.
Whoa.
Here's
sorry.
The thing.
Sorry.
Whoa.
That there we go. That stadium for the home team.
Yeah.
Is atrocious.
Oh, okay.
The Jets haven't won in there, and the Giants haven't won in there yet. Right. I mean, it's. There's something about MetLife that is not friendly. So.
House of Horrors.
And the Seahawks have never lost in there. So
that's true.
In the new one for him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Caesar, your thoughts on Giants at Dolphins on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
Brad.
I'm just sorry, I just said, but,
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, good luck.
That's what I got to say, yeah. I got Dolphins in a route in this one as well. And so does Joe and so does Ryan Deese. All right, Caesar, we have the Bengals at Arizona. What do you think about this one?
Oh, man. I'm going to go Bengals cautiously. Burrow can play really well, or actually be healthy and play well. Then the Bengals can win. Unfortunately, they lost T. Higgins for a few weeks or so. But he still has Ja'Marr Chase, so he can fight. If he's open, like he says, then then give it to him. And, yeah, go Bengals on this one.
Yeah, I agree. Go Bengals on this one for sure. All right, go Jeff.
Bengals. They need this. I think it's going to be a good win for everything that Caesar was saying.
Yeah, I agree. Brad, what do you think?
I'm not so sure. I will take them, but I'm not going to be surprised if Arizona comes out and actually wins this by 10 either. I'm really not.
Yeah.
Because Arizona, they played hard too. They actually played the 49ers okay. That wasn't embarrassing the way they lost.
I do.
God damn it.
Are you watching something with a whip?
No, it's clapping. It's an audience.
Interesting.
You son of a bitch. I'm gonna whip someone's ass here tonight. No. I will I lost my train of thought. No, I will take the Bengals. I actually see this playing out a lot like when the Giants went down there.
Yeah.
Where Arizona could get way ahead and then slowly but surely, chip away if Josh Dobbs is still playing. Right. So, if they can't win this game, then, the Bengals just need to sit him down until he's healthy and go from there. Because they're just not, they're kind of proving that he's the cog that makes them go. And when he's off, everybody else just sucks.
And also, the O-line isn't very good right now.
No, it's not.
Which they bought a lot of, guys to block, but it's not working out too well so far.
It's very interesting.
Yep. So I'm picking the Bengals as well, but as I said, Brad said, I don't think it's going to be a blowout game, but I think it might be a close game as well. So we'll see how that one goes. And Joe and Deese have met them as well. So, all right, Jeff, you have your Eagles are going to the Rams, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of Eagles fans in attendance, though, I'm pretty sure, in Los Angeles. So.
I think there will be a lot of Eagles fans there. It's not quite going to be a home game, but it's going to feel like one. I think I'm going with the Eagles. We're going to have to – we really got to start playing sharper and better.
Oh, right.
We can't keep doing this every goddamn week, letting it come down towards the end. You know, let's kick ourselves in the ass because we're. I mean,
you can
fuck off. We can. And hey, again, a win's a win. If we win every game in overtime, I don't care. We're still winning.
Yeah.
But we really need to start. Kind of getting our stride, getting into a rhythm for when we go into the push of the season and we have the Niners coming up. It's Dallas and whatnot that, hey, we need to prove that we can win these games and, get some of these smaller ones out of the way.
Yep, agreed. All right, Caesar, what do you think?
I'm going to go Eagles in this game. It's probably going to be another close game for the Eagles because the Rams play really good.
Okay.
And Puka Nacua is damn good, so
yeah,
if the Eagles defense can't stop him, then it'll be a long day. Might be a long day. We'll see.
All right, Brad, what do you think?
I'm going Rams.
I thought you might.
Sean McVay is one of the people that he's annoying as hell sometimes, but I could see them winning this game. They've got momentum right now, and having been in SoFi Stadium, the visiting team dominates in there no matter who it is.
Chargers had to go to go sound count in the first play of the game last on Sunday against the Raiders on Sunday.
I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like no one has home field advantage anymore. Like all the visiting teams, in these big stadiums, maybe the Vikings is different because they really show up. But I mean, like in Dallas or L.A., maybe a MetLife too. It's just Arizona. Yeah. I mean, it's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
When the 49ers go to Seattle, they bring half their fan base too. But I mean, or Las Vegas is another one too.
Vegas though, but it's like
I know it's just bad. Like home field advantage needs to mean something. But anyway, I'll take the Rams just because they need to lose a game.
Oh yeah,
the Eagles need to lose a game so we keep everybody honest and.
All right. Well, Eagles win by 40 is my hope. That's my hope, but we'll see. We'll see. But I doubt it. But go Eagles to win this game. And everyone else has Eagles as well. All right, Caesar. We have the Jets at the Broncos, which is probably the worst game of the week. I think. Week five.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Is it at the Broncos? I'm gonna go with the Jets.
Yeah.
And a close one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good enough. All right, Brad, what do you have in this one?
I'm going to take the Jets, actually. I've got a suspicion they're going to play really well. Don't think Nathaniel Hackett doesn't want to win that game. People up. I've got a feeling. And by the way, I just saw this shot, too. The owner of the Jets, when you're in your 70s, take the chains off. Like, no.
It's a chain on his neck?
Yeah. It's stupid. Oh, you look ridiculous. The guy's a dumbass anyway. Like, you're 70. Act like
it. Right.
Anyway, but no, there's not many people I dislike more than Sean Payton. So, anything to get him in a foul mood is awesome. And the fraud that is Russell Wilson. So,
I hate Sean Payton with the passion too. So,
you really should. We'll take the Jets because I think Zach Wilson once he saw Donna Kelsey and they made eyes at each other, something happened.
It was magical. I saw the highlights.
I know you
on
did
on VH1.
I mean that just I mean on what
on VH1.
That says a lot. She was flirting with Jake, the State Farm guy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that also. Yeah, Jake from State Farm. Yeah.
That needs to stop, by the way. Like, she's not, like,
I know.
But I know what I look like. At some point, we got to just stop it. Like, she's not Christie Brinkley. Like, let's stop this. Who's about the same age as her. Like, let's just be honest. All right.
I think Christie Brinkley's probably older.
That's my point. As two ugly guys, Jeff, we can say this stuff. Like
true.
I think you're handsome, guys. I think you're handsome.
I mean, I do too, but I mean, I have a track
record. We're realists.
We're realists. Yeah, there you go. All right, Jeff.
I had a few looks last night that was like, ooh.
Wait a minute. Hey, Brad.
What?
So I had to look this up. Okay, I'm going with the Jets. I think they're going to win in Denver. But as a side note, Brad's talking about the owner of the Jets. I had to look this guy up. Do you know what his name is?
Woody Johnson?
Yes, Woody Johnson.
Yes.
Of course.
I didn't know that. I just saw that.
Oh,
I'm going,
okay.
And I see what you mean exactly. Like, okay, so he doesn't necessarily look. Yes, he does. Never mind.
Yes, he does.
That's a good picture. The first one was a very good picture, probably taken some time ago. But I agree. Get rid of the chains.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, I'm thinking the Jets as well, just because default. That's pretty much it. Broncos have one of the worst defenses I've seen all year. And so, I don't think they're going to win at home. So go Jets for at least one game.
On a side note, Christie Brinkley is 69, by the way. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Good to know. And Joe has the Broncos, and Deese has the Jets as well. All right, Caesar, this is for you here. The Chiefs at your Vikings on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
My goodness. I'm going to be realistic here and just pick the Chiefs.
Oh.
I'll be rooting for the Vikings. I hope so. We wear my purple.
There you go.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with Chiefs just to get the W. All right.
All right. I have them by a lot, I think, in this one. Definitely. We'll see. All right, Jeff, what do you have in this one?
I'm unfortunately going with the Chiefs. I really want the Vikings to win. I really, really, really want them to win. We'll be rooting for them. I'm still confident. I know you guys are annoyed, but I'm still confident that Travis Kelce isn't going to get a touchdown. Touchdown as long as she's around. Or he's going to be very limited as long as the hype, she's around and the hype's there. Then once they break up, he's going to be all sad and transfer to Philadelphia trying to go after her and then make me happy. So.
She's an Eagles fan too. That's the funny thing. She's an Eagles fan. So
I know she's a huge Eagles fan.
I know.
In fact, I heard Andy Reid talking about something the other day that I thought was quite funny. There was a big joke that Andy Reid was the one that actually set them up because he's met.
Oh, I saw that
when he was coaching there. Yeah, he met the family and whatnot. So yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Of course he did.
Yeah, no, like it's not true by any means. You're right. He's met them long time before Travis was even in the league, and that was the big joke that he met him and set him up, to become a distraction for Philly when he left, type of thing. But either way, they're gonna. I'm hoping this doesn't get out of hand. I'm hoping the Vikings can.
It already has.
If we can make this a close game, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they can. I mean, really look what the Jets. Let's be real. Look what the Jets did. The Chiefs are not by any means are they invincible anymore. You know, they have a lot of people have been studying some film. They're going to lose, but let's hope it's a good game.
All right, we'll see. All right, Brad, what do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Vikings.
I knew you would. There you go.
No, I just think, like, the Chiefs aren't that impressive. They know how to pull it out in the clutch. But it's because, these teams are letting them up. Like, Jacksonville, score in the red zone, you probably win. Like, the Bears, we have to throw that out. But, I mean, you know, the Jets, I didn't see the second half because I was doing something better with my time. But, at the same, like... They had chance after chance. You don't. Kirk Cousins is a lot. He cannot turn it over, and that's a big if. But you know, the Vikings have the firepower to beat them. It's just a matter and the Chiefs have never actually played this with this group. I don't think so. Let's just see what happens. I'm actually pretty optimistic that. Okay. The Vikings can pull this off. It'll be close because that's has to be the law. I'd watch the refs again because it's amazing what they let go and what they don't. And by the way, 3rd-and-22, don't play prevent. Just let's not. That was absolutely horrendous.
Yeah.
And he runs and walks like such a – it's just – I said to somebody today, somebody needs to, and I don't want him to get hurt. Somebody needs to go hit him that's not named Buffalo. Someone go hit him in the middle of the chest and knock him on his ass about as much as they did to Daniel Jones last night, and let's see what happens.
There you go. Yeah.
It's not likely, but serious. It's just, it's sad to watch.
It is.
I cannot stand that guy.
Yeah.
Either one of them.
I agree.
Or their mothers.
I think we'll win. I think the Chiefs will win this game, but Vikings defense isn't that great. But we'll see. But Chiefs, hopefully they do lose, but I think them to win the game though. We'll see how it goes. And everyone else has the Chiefs to win this game. Joe, they have them as well. All right, Brad, we have Sunday Night Football on NBC. We have the Dallas Cowboys at the Niners in Santa Clara. What do you think?
I'm going to go to the 49ers because I need Dallas to lose another game. Just to make me good. It's going to be close. I think Brock Purdy, I could see this being a really difficult game for the 49ers from a psyche standpoint. Okay. But I'll say they.
You're right.
I don't underestimate Dallas in a big spot like this. It's in the playoffs, it's a little different. But
sure.
I think 49ers win by about 4.
Okay. Well, okay. All right.
And that's it.
All right. Caesar?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 49ers. Probably going to be a close game, a battle. I'm going to say game-winning touchdown drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what do you think?
49ers by 35. I think they're going to crush them. I think Dallas is going to get in there and face a real team and be like, oh, no, I'm scared. Oh, I'm Dallas. Daddy Jerry, come here. Yeah, you guys hate Sean Payton. I can't stand Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
But either way, no, I think Niners are a way better team than Dallas. Dallas is good. I'm not taking that away from them. But especially the Niners will be able to deal with Micah Parsons, and that's half of Dallas's defense right there. Especially with what's their corner, Quentin Williams or something.
Diggs
being out. I'm legitimately thinking that San Francisco will win by 20 or more.
Yeah, I do agree, but hopefully I'm wrong. Go Dallas, but Niners are fucking off the game. Oh, I don't care what you say. But yeah, I don't like. Yeah, you know my story with them. But yeah, I don't like the Niners. All right, everyone else has Niners as well. And then last we have Monday Night Football. Jeff, we have the Packers at the Raiders. What do you think about this one?
Wait.
I think I'm not going to watch it is what I think. I'm going to go with Raiders on this one. I may change my mind later, but Love's not doing great this year. He's not horrible. I won't say that, but I just think being in Vegas, there's going to be a lot of Packers fans there because it is in Vegas and it gets out of that, Green Bay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I just don't think they're going to pull it off. I don't think Jordan Love is ready. And after losing this last week the way they did, I think that's just going to continue on through this week.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Caesar, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Raiders in this game. I just want to see the Packers lose. I probably won't watch the game because it's unwatchable, but I'll look at the highlights and just laugh about them. So, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Brett, what do you have in this one?
I'll take the Raiders, but I don't think Jordan Love's terrible. I just think
– Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
He's showing flashes of
– He hasn't came into his own yet.
Not yet, but I mean, it's four games and they're 2-2.
That's what I mean. Like, he's not, I don't think he's awful by any means, but he's sure as shit ain't over at Favre yet.
Well, no one is, yeah.
No. I don't say, I hope he doesn't become that.
Especially off the field, Brett Favre. Yeah.
So that's kind of faded in the background, if you notice, but,
right.
The Raiders on a prime time, I mean, if not now, when? I mean, I just. It's time to step up and win a game. I'll pick the Raiders, but I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay comes there and blows them out, actually.
They
like the Giants. They suck as a home favorite. They always do.
Yeah.
And they should actually they shouldn't be favored in that game either.
Actually, forward to the biggest line, it's Packers are favored by 4 points on the road. So
yeah, that sounds right actually, but I still think the Raiders win that game. But I mean, it's going to be close.
Yeah, I have the Packers by a good chunk this one, just because Raiders have no Jimmy Garoppolo. With Jimmy G, he was still terrible. Sitting guy threw a pick to end the game against the Chargers. They had a good chance to win the game, but I'm picking the Packers in a big way here as well. Packers on the road to win. And Joe has them as well, and so does Deese as well. All right, Brad, what are your quick thoughts of the coming week for the NFL coming up here in week 5?
Seeing Dallas, San Francisco, that's a we could see that game or for a third year in the playoffs very easily.
Yeah.
See if the Giants have any stones to go toe to toe with Miami, and really want to see Baltimore continue to dominate. Yeah. Just because, and I really, really, really want to see Kansas City get just popped in the mouth. I don't care how much they lose by, but it needs to happen because
yeah.
We know the Broncos aren't beating them. So
true. Very true. All right, Jeff, what are your thoughts week 5 coming up?
Oh, come on, Philly. Let's have that 40-point win like you want, Oz.
Yes.
It's really nice to see a good, solid win. Come on, Niners. Hey, Niners, let's get to 73. You know, 73 points. Let's put up 73. you know, McDaniel was man enough to not break the record. You know, whatever you want to say, make comments, whatever you want about that. No, come on, Lynch, push your team over it. But Seattle, you know, you need lucky to have a week off so they can get some rest. We're out there off there for a second. Come on, Vikings, let's pull out the win. Otherwise, hopefully it's a good week of football. It'll be Giants, pull it together, man. Come on. You're playing Miami. All you got to do is get one good hit on Tua, and let's go.
Lights out. Yeah.
It could very well be. I mean, fumble the ball and, you know, whatever. But, yeah, hopefully just some good games this week.
Absolutely.
No ties. Woo, no ties.
Almost had one last week, but, yeah.
I know, but we did.
Almost had two, actually, but, yeah. All right. Caesar, what do you have this week?
Let's go Vikings. So Mahomes and Kelsey, no mercy. hopefully another big game for Justin Jefferson. Maybe some Addison game in there too. The Eagles beat the Rams. Good luck, Giants. Go Ravens.
That's sincere.
Yeah.
And come on, Bengals.
Come on, Bengals. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to hopefully the Eagles can just whip on the Rams, because I just can't stand that team. They're dirty, and McVay's dirty. I just don't like the team. A bunch of bitches, actually.
That's how you really.
I do. Hopefully, miracles can happen. Go Dallas. Beat the Niners by a good more. I don't know what happened, but go Dallas. Against the Niners. Giants, rest in peace after this week. Because they play Buffalo after that. So that's tough as well on the road to Miami and then Buffalo next week. So that's tough.
No shit.
Yeah, I wonder if I think it's coming down the road there, but we'll see. But other than that, though, go Saints, beat the Patriots. Bill can kiss my ass as well. And beyond that, hopefully the Bears can show some fight and see what happens with I doubt it, though, but we'll see. And also the Chiefs. Hopefully Taylor won't go to Minnesota because that's too cold to go in there. Can't go there. It's too cold for her to go in there, so. Yeah, I think that's fine. And also, finally, Russ can suck it and go Jets. There you go. All right. All right, now. And the pod with food and random questions of the day here, so I'll ask Brad this one first. This one is from Ryan Lund. What is the last thing you ate that you had never eaten before, if you can remember anything?
Oh, jeez. That's a really good question.
It is.
Wow. probably something seafood related. Boy, it's been a long time. Maybe some type of crab concoction.
Okay.
Seafood wise, that's what comes to mind. But it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Well, for me, it was recently, but I mean, you know, the frozen P.F. Chang noodles they have in the store, like the Dan Dan noodles. I've had those first time, and they're pretty spicy.
They're not.
They're spicy. Yeah.
Yes. Depending on which brand you get, or which what style you get. I mean, they've got a couple different noodle dishes. They've got a couple non-spicy ones as well.
Oh, okay. Well, it was the Dan Dan noodles they had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are spicy. What's your pick, Jeff, for yours there?
It's been a while since I've had it, but I do remember it's probably been within like the last year-ish, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah.
Couscous.
What is that? What's that? The couscous. What is that?
I don't really know exactly what they are. They're kind of like rice, but not rice.
Okay. And
I'm looking them up right now. Couscous. Yeah. They're like round and small and semolina, not salmonella, but semolina.
Okay.
Steamed granules of rolled semolina. But they're actually, they're, I don't know, they're goddamn delicious. They're soft and it's like a potato, but not. And it's like a noodle, but it's almost like, you know, the round noodles in minestrone soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like those.
Oh, okay.
And they can be seasoned. Like, you should Google them and look them up. And they're actually like, really, like, you can do all sorts of different things. You could make them almost like a fried rice type dish out of them. They're kind of a side. We had them for the first time that was through, I think it was Home Chef.
Okay.
Was the first time we had them, you know, we got a Home Chef. Or a HelloFresh meal, sorry.
HelloFresh,
Yeah, we went through the HelloFresh, and the meals were good meals. But yeah, that was the first. That's the last thing I can think of. A first time try for a food.
All right, and Caesar, what for you?
So you said something. It was like something that you ate for the first time.
Yeah, the last thing you've ate for the first time.
Last thing I've ate for the first time.
Yeah.
I can't really remember.
That's okay. We'll just move on.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember.
You have your memory. That's fine. We'll
pussy last week. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Oh man, that was okay.
No. I'll allow it because I needed that laugh. it's on my mind too. But you know, never mind. The weekend's coming. So there we go.
In a few days. Yeah, there you go. All right. This one is from Jill. This one's to Jeff first. What is a food you discovered while traveling that you had a hard time living without once you got back home?
Okay. It's going to be kind of a two answer type deal. Like,
okay.
One of them, the first time I ever had sushi, I was in Kirkland. So you can go for that. Now I could not live without sushi. But otherwise I would stay on the fish, and I would, like, if we weren't going with the whole, like, all of sushi, I would say, mahi-mahi. Marlin, which is a white fish that I had down in Maui. It's absolutely amazing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Brad?
I was traveling. Boy, that's a
answer as before. Pussy last week.
I wasn't traveling last week. So I will go with I'm all thrown off.
No words. Yeah.
There's certain when you've had a Texas omelet, Texas omelet or Texas barbecue. Like, I mean, you can't reduplicate that here.
Right.
But I'll never forget that because of the portion sizes and just the mood I was in when I was eating that stuff. It was fun.
Nice, nice. So, all right. Caesar?
Okay, yeah, I was in Mexico, and the first time I had this dish called paella. It's...
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Rice and oysters and all the kind of things that you can put in there. So it's really good stuff.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I was in Vegas and I had classic Chicago deep dish pizza from Giordano's from Chicago, but they're in Vegas also. Yeah. It took like an hour to make it, but it was well worth it. It was amazing. Yeah, that was hard to give up. Also hard to give up was Wahlburgers. Also, they're really good hamburgers too. That was tough because they're really good.
Are they good?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm,
interesting. Absolutely amazing.
I've always wondered. I don't think I know anyone who's ever ate there. I don't think.
I at that one time, and it was like amazing. Yeah.
Mm, cool. Yeah,
definitely. I wish they had that I'm here, but they don't. So that's unfortunate. All right. This is for me here. I'll ask this to Caesar first. What is your preferred flavor of frosting to use on a cake?
White frosting.
So vanilla frosting?
Vanilla frosting, yeah.
All right, Brad, what do you got?
Racist. No, I will do, you know what I like? I like some mocha frosting.
Okay.
Like we had the yellow cake.
Yeah.
Working at in a kitchen, we would do yellow cake and this like mocha type frosting. Oh.
Sounds good. Yeah.
It's amazing that I didn't gain more weight when I worked there. But well, you're 16 to 23, you're kind of giving it all again. No, that was, I don't have cake. I really don't have cake that much. I never make them. Right. So I will, I'll say the mocha cake or the mocha frosting.
Okay.
It's just like, it's like cocaine. It's so good.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you know this for a fact?
Okay. No, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know.
I'm going to go with like probably a cream cheese frosting.
Ooh, there you go.
You know what I'm talking, the cream cheese?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Frosting.
Yeah, like carrot cake has it, yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm probably going to go with that. Chocolate's good, don't get me wrong. I don't mind the vanilla,
carrot cake, but the carrot cake frosting is a hidden gem. It really is.
Oh,
yes, it really is.
Yeah.
But then, but I will also say, Brad, I know what you're talking about with that mocha one and that.
I haven't had it for so long. I should do it around the holidays just to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. For sure.
It sounds delightful.
Well, mine is chocolate. Number one, and number two would be cream cheese, as you were saying, Jeff. But chocolate is number one though for me.
Nice.
Yep. This one's a different random one, but we'll see how it goes. I'll ask this. This is from Ryan D. So I'll ask to Caesar first. Would you ever want to try to eat a gator? If so, why?
If it was dead, yes. If it was alive, no.
It would be dead, yes. It'd be dead. Yeah. All right. Jeff, what do you think about that one?
Had it and no.
What's it taste like, actually? I'm curious what it tastes like.
Okay, so I've never had it in a traditional sense, but I actually had it in a jerky form.
Oh, okay.
And the taste wasn't awful, but it wasn't good.
Okay.
And but the smell, I mean, it kind of smelled, granted it's beef jerky, so you know it's processed and everything else.
Yeah.
But it smelled kind of like garbage. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it had slight, like, I'm not saying it was pungent or anything like that, but you're like, what am I, like, is that a garbage can that's open somewhere or something? Like, just an ever so slight aroma. And you take a bite and you're like, oh my gosh, that's what that smell is.
Okay.
You know, you wouldn't, like, it's noticeable, but no, I've heard that it tastes a lot like, imagine chicken, like seawater and chicken.
Oh, you know? Okay. All right, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, after hearing that, I'm not sure. No, I would definitely try it. Yeah. But it might just, like, I think that's smart, like, in beef jerky, because beef jerky is not that big, so you can kind of, you know, you can snack on a small piece and you can judge pretty quickly. There was, speaking of a gator, though, I don't know where, I was on YouTube or something. And
in Florida, probably.
What's that?
In Florida.
It was in Florida. There's, well, yeah, it must be in Florida. It was somewhere in the South, obviously. This, this guy had to be 70. He turns around from what he was doing, frying pan in his hand, and a gator is right there, mouth open.
Oh, okay.
And he hits the gator on the head like three times with the frying pan, like it's some kind of like get your ass out of here type of thing. And the gator goes away. I'm like, there's not a 20-year-old alive who would do that. Like,
It's like us swatting at a fly,
right?
Yeah, but I mean.
I know. I've seen a video similar to exactly what you're saying, but it was like golfer walking down the course, and some golfer just came up and swatted the butt of the gator, and it just
those golf courses,
like it was nothing. And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah,
it'd be fun to play golf in Florida, but knowing my dad,
no, it would not actually help.
That would be great. Well, I want to go to Florida anyway, just because I've never been. But like, it's a. Yeah, you definitely have to watch out for those things down there. You do.
Yeah,
you do. I even after eating the jerky and it me not really being a fan of it, I would try it if it was traditionally cooked like not like barbecued or something like that. You know, I would try it again, but I wouldn't have super high expectations.
Yeah,
have some asparagus and potatoes with it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, hold asparagus, but yeah, potatoes for sure. but I would definitely try it. Gator burger for sure, because I heard those are pretty good actually. So,
oh yeah, I can get down with that.
I definitely tried that. I would not try what Jeff had, definitely not. But based on what he said,
I'll try it too. Yeah,
definitely try gator burger.
In my alley. I had bought one of those big packs. In fact, I still have like it came with like buff, like bison, yak, gator. Like it came with like a 2 ounce piece of all these different like exotic kangaroo.
Really?
You know. Okay. Yeah, the kangaroo.
I'm out on that.
Cool. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no, that one wasn't. That wasn't. Yeah. That was not good.
No.
Was this like on dark web or something? Where'd you get these packets?
I purchased it down on the Oregon coast. Like you can find them. Like if you go to touristy spots, you'll see them all over. Like there was a place in the mall that used to sell it. In fact, I think the Garland Mercantile. You can maybe get some. Like it's a brand that's fairly popular. I've seen it at the you'll see it at fairs, pigouts. You know, like just in the kind of those random booths, and it was in one of these shops here. And you know what. I want to try this, so I try.
Tried it. There you go. Yeah. Right, well, the first one is from here, from Bree here. Last this one to Caesar first. Which of the following is not a member of the stone fruit family? We have three options. We have strawberry, pineapple, or honeydew.
I'm going to say honeydew.
Honeydew. Okay. Brad, what do you think?
I'll second that, yeah.
All right. And Jeff?
I'm going to say pineapple.
All right. Well, all great efforts, but definitely is strawberry was the answer to that one. I didn't even know what a stone fruit was, so I had no idea, but yeah. But yeah, there we go. All right, now we go to the random question of the night. So I'll ask mine first, and I'll ask Breeze, and I'll ask all you guys. All right, mine is, I'll ask this one to Jeff first. What is your favorite way to relax and unwind?
Jeff, don't even.
Don't go there again, but
see previous answers. Honestly, it kind of depends on my mood. You know, I enjoy watching, you know, football, of course. I spending time with my son. You know, there's times when it's whether it be kayaking and fishing or like this last, like I was telling you, Brad, I took him hit a bucket of balls for the first time this last week. This last weekend, which was fun.
Cool.
But overall, I would honestly say doing yard work, having a couple beers, and getting on the mowing the lawn and just working outside on a nice day in the yard. Like that really, truly relaxing to me.
Okay, there you go. All right, Brad, what do you got?
I'll keep this PG-13-ish. I think there's a couple things. One, I mean, like on Saturday, I took a 3-hour nap in the middle of the day, which is rare. I was burning the candle at both ends. I like driving as much as that. It's a very, I drive a lot at night back from Coeur d'Alene, the person I'm seeing. And so there's a lot of time on the road by myself. And that's very relaxing to me. I haven't been home a lot, like alone lately to like enjoy, like, so these last couple nights, kind of just being home and having noise on in the background and, just kind of sleeping. And it's been nice. So, I'll say kind of driving by myself.
Driving.
For some reason, relaxing to me.
Oh, there you go. All right, that's fine.
I have way too much time to think when I'm doing it, too. So.
Exactly. All right, Caesar?
Watching sports, playing sports with my friends, pretty much. And just enjoying life.
There you go.
And other things, yeah.
Well, I have a couple. I like to go for walks, 4 miles a day, 4.5 miles a day, listening to podcasts. And other than that, I like to watch true crime documentaries on or Dateline or 2020s on the weekends. So there you go. All right. This one is from Bree. The term battery to describe an electrical storage device was coined by who? I'll ask this one to Caesar first, if he might have a guess.
Oh, man, I
I was have way no wrong, idea. By the way. My answer was Duracell, but that was not correct. So, definitely not. Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to say it was the person who came up with the concept of a battery and how to store electrical currents. The same man who was a founding father and got struck by lightning via a key and a kite. I'm saying it's Ben Franklin.
All right. That's a good guess there. How about you, Brad? What do you think?
I honestly have, that's above my pay grade. I have no idea on that one.
Well, it is Ben Franklin. Definitely. Good job on that one. Yep.
You know, hey, you learn stupid shit throughout the years. And some of it.
Definitely.
And some of it you retain. That's right. No, that's fair.
All right. Caesar, what do you have for us tonight? Random question for us here.
What's your favorite Jennifer Lawrence movie?
Can I say nothing? Or
I've got one easily.
Actually, I do have
one. I've got one.
It's called Hustle. American Hustle. That was fantastic.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that one. I was going to say Silver Linings Playbook.
That's also fantastic.
That's fantastic. Mine. Yeah. That's mine.
And the book is even better.
I wouldn't know, but yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a book. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a book, and it's pretty good.
There you go. So, Brad, do you have the same answer?
Yeah, that I don't like I say, I hate this about the Philadelphia Eagles part of it, but I think that's just such a good movie, and it's very believable.
Absolutely. The storyline is so accurate to so many things that could, yeah, like you say, that could happen in any city in the country, really.
Yeah.
That storyline.
Oh, for sure. All right, Caesar, what do you think? Your favorite.
Yeah, toss up between Silver Linings Playbook and Hustle.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Jeff, what do you have for us here?
Okay, since it is the season, we're coming into the season.
Yeah.
When is it appropriate to start putting up Halloween decorations?
That's easy for me. I would say October 1st. I mean, yeah, the same month it actually happens in. I would say that's pretty commonly appropriate for me.
Okay.
Caesar, what do you think?
Yeah, it's never too early to put up Halloween.
Like June?
So, no, not June.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I enjoy your summer first, but I would say mid-September to end of September.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brad, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with October 1st, only because last night I drove through my old neighborhood to get to the Pine House, and I saw literally two houses that were decked out in more Halloween shit than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It was kind of like, because we never, I mean, we famously went pretty sparse on decorations growing up. As far as that goes, we threw out a couple pumpkins that always got smashed. And then, like, we put, like, a pumpkin thing on the door. I mean, it was just, like, until you have kids.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Until you have kids, like, I'm not putting up crap for that. Like, I barely do anything. I don't even do anything for Thanksgiving either. Like, it's Thanks. Christmas. Yeah. In the last couple of years, it's because when I lived on my own for the, you know, in my 20s, I never put up a Christmas tree. I never did any of that because I was always around family for holidays. So I'm like, well, what's the point of being here? Now I go all out in this house just because I like being, I like feeling it for a month and a half. Yeah. It's
there
nuts.
You go.
So, yeah.
All right. Jeffrey, what do you have for that one?
To me, I prefer October 1st. But to me, no earlier than September 22nd when fall officially starts.
Yeah. Now,
you know,
Bree, she's had her stuff up since like September 1st or a little after that.
Yeah.
So
I know people who, my wife would do it if I allowed it.
Yeah.
September 1st, that's a problem.
It is. Mm-hmm. I agree. 100%.
I wouldn't say that, but that's a problem.
But I also know people who will put up their, we know people who would put up Christmas stuff on November 1st.
Hey.
Oh, really?
I can't talk. Yeah. I'm about November 15th for that. Yeah.
No, I'm the day after Thanksgiving.
I know. It's too short, though. Too short.
Black Friday, huh? Okay. Mm. There you go. All right. Brett, what do you have for us tonight to end out the podcast?
What's one thing you wish you were a lot better at than you are now? That could be anything. Well, yeah.
Keep it clean, actually, as well. That'd be fantastic.
No, I was thinking clean, actually, but no.
Oh, I'm talking to Jeff here. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Keep it clean. Like, tonight's been a little off a couple things, but
it's fun. It's fun.
I would probably say my handwriting, because my handwriting is like a third grader's. It's not really great. It's you can barely even read what it is. It's bad. So
yeah, mine's gotten bad too.
My handwriting's bad too. It's always
been bad.
I fixed mine.
Uh huh. So you would copy my answer then, Caesar? You're saying? You would say
no.
That.
I'll give a different answer.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Go ahead then, Caesar.
Wish I was better at. Wish I was better at, you know, playing a professional sport.
Okay. Being a pro, just being better at playing the sport, like a basketball or something. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Jeff, what do you have for that?
Jokingly, I'll say I wish I was better at not being exhausted all the time. But, No, in reality, I wish I was better at golf.
Oh, golf. Okay. There you go.
Damn. I like golf.
Damn, you stole mine. yeah, coming from somebody who blew up on a golf course in late July, yeah, that was...
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I only
blew up as in, like, you had a tragic meltdown?
No,
you pooped yourself? I mean...
No. I blew up, like, score wise badly.
Okay.
Out of Twin Lakes. Yeah. And gotcha. And it was like 97 degrees and it was just brutal. And then, but no, I only threw one club and it was at my own bag. I didn't throw
it. You threw only one club. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I think part of it is too when you've got a dad that's really phenomenal at golf.
Oh, okay.
Still, yeah. And it's no, but
that's yeah. When you get really phenomenal at drinking.
I'm not bad. Well,
specifically
on the beer cart coming. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. Specifically on the golf course.
No, my actual answer. I mean, that's kind of one answer, but I would say, well, people who have, I would say overall cooking because I love those shows.
That's a good one too. Yeah,
and but my friends and girlfriends from time to time would say driving for me too. But
they, you're fine at driving. You're fine.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm pretty. I don't know why. I think I'm pretty careful with you, but a few times. But you talk to people who've been in my truck a lot.
Yeah,
they would tell you because I drove Chad around Oregon, or you know, I've driven a couple of girls that have. Been with, I mean, they might say they're holding on for dear life, and I don't know what it is. Okay. I don't know. It's different.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But no, the main ones. You thought I would say what?
You might have said like make better picks, but that's just my.
I'm not. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh yeah.
It's all good. All right, Brett. Well, hopefully you're feeling better today than you were on Monday night. So hopefully you're better.
Oh, yeah. No, I got over it pretty quick.
Okay. Making sure you aren't like pissed.
No. No. He was pretty good overall.
No, I had to go into the store. As soon as I left, I was, but I had other things I had to do last night after that. So it was kind of like, my mind shifted. I just didn't, there are times I just don't feel like texting, and it's not a one person thing. It's there are times I don't respect anybody for, and not because of that. It's just I'm on my phone too much.
Don't feel
stuff, and it,
I was just wondering because I sent you a nice text, like an I think like.
Oh, I know you did. No, I know you did.
I said it was yep. He said yep, and I was just like, oh, okay.
No, I wasn't mad. No, I wasn't mad at all. I just I was more like. I kind of knew what was going to come, and I'm like, this is just. It's, I had to laugh. I mean. Just kind of have to laugh.
Be nice to you, so I'm not.
But I don't. No, I really don't. I really don't talk trash too much.
Right.
Because it's just it's. I can with Jeff a little bit because.
You can take it. You can take it out.
No. Well, it's not bad. No, the Eagles are so far ahead of the Giants. It's not even fun. So it's like it's just. Where the Seahawks and Vikings are a little closer. Not much. So. Had the Vikings lost to Carolina, I would have sent Caesar a "What the hell's going on?" But I don't do that with him either because I know
I do.
I'm glad I wasn't at that Charger game with him now because that would have the way they lost that.
Uh huh. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Anywho. Positive vibes going forward. All right. Well, thanks for coming to the podcast, guys. We'll talk to you again next Monday then on the pod.
Sounds good.
Have a great night, you guys.
Sounds good. Have a good night.
All right. See ya.
See ya.